Ridgard, talk to me about Christmas. What do you love? What gives you all the feels inside?
For me now, I love the relaxation of it. For me, I love baking and cooking, you know yourself.
Well, I know that, but I haven't seen any custard slices in the run up to Christmas, to be honest with you, which is quite disappointing, but I'll let you away with it.
I'm not going to lie, I feel quite guilty as well because I'm going up to Dublin to visit my family. My mother is from Dublin and we're making vanilla slices for them, but it's going to be on the day that I'm not here.
Well, I mean, there's no need to tell me that. It's just not necessary. But Christmas for you, like the family are there. What when is it Christmas?
Yeah, well, see, for me, I'm the youngest of my family.
Yeah.
So when I grew older, it became less Christmassy, perhaps. But what made it so special, like Christmas kind of changes when you get older.
Yeah, it's so true.
But it's not in a bad way. It's in a lovely way that I grew closer to my mother and my father. And so then on Christmas Day, it's we bake together, we make the dinner together, we clean up together and we sit down together and enjoy the night. And I think that's what makes it so lovely, is that it's just everything is as one. And it's a rare time that you get it because everyone's so busy during the year. And so when it comes to Christmas, you get to be together and you have such a lovely time.
It really is all about family and that feeling, as you say, of being together and just feeling really close and not having to go anywhere, not having to do anything and just spending time.
Exactly. And then when you open up those bits of chocolates and, you know, the little battle that happens between who gets the strawberry cream or whatever. But, you know, that's the magic of Christmas as well, that everyone just... You just see your family in its true form. And it's so lovely. You go back, even though I'm not a child anymore, you go back to the childish ways of, you know, something like New Year's. We have this thing of myself and my brother. It's so silly, but it happens every single year. When the countdown goes, we don't go out for New Year's Eve because we like to bring in New Year's together as a family. But then we become a bit of a challenge. And so the moment the clock strikes 12, what we do is, who's the first person to use the toaster? Who's the first person to pet the dog? Who's the first person to do this? And it becomes a challenge, but it's just so funny that at 12 o'clock at night, when everybody's really tired, in Tramore, the Ridgards are running around in circles like mad people, trying
Crazy.
To be the first person to pet the cat of 2020.
I love it. Well, I think that your family will be very happy to have you at home for Christmas. Take a listen to this.
Hi, Debbie, or as we call you, at home beauty. This is your old fella here. Just to say well done on all you've achieved in work and in your masters. Always knew that you'd end up in something with music or on the radio. Never stopped dancing and singing and following me around with a mic when you were little. Looking forward to having you here for Christmas Day. And I should be heading off to Australia after that and coming back, I hope. Take care. Love you. Dad.
Oh, Debs. You're making me cry. Your dad.
Oh, he's like Beat's biggest fan. It's the weirdest thing. Like, so for me, I was always shy. And so the moment I knew all my life I wanted to be in radio, because I was like, these are these big personalities that are able to show their, like, their true form, their true selves. And he always didn't really know that, but he was so proud the moment I became on the Beat Fleet. It was the funniest thing. He goes around with stickers and car fresheners and he goes, do you know that that's my daughter that's on the radio station? If he's getting his car done, he goes in like to the NCT and they're like, that's my daughter there. That's the one speaking. And so for him to be on radio, he loves that.
Well, having spoken to your dad a couple of times over the past week, I can confirm he is absolutely 100% so proud of you. Happy Christmas, darling.
Thank you.